News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Taking good care of us in every way, Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We always appreciate all his help and hard work. He put in a stupendous week, and we hope he has a fabulous weekend. On the news line with us now, Kevin Dressler. You know him if you go to the Sealands Grove Farmers Market. He's from Dressler Farm. He's the farmer and owner out there and makes sure that all the produce gets produced and takes good care of the farm. So, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Oh, I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate your efforts. You're really trying to help spread the word about the importance of farming and what's going on in the world as it relates to farming. If you don't mind, I'll ask you to describe the operation that you have, the farming setup that you're working.
Sure. Yeah, we are currently operating on a small produce farm. It's about 30 acres, 20 acres in tillable ground. We have diversified produce, so it's covering everything for fresh market to send to the farmer's market, from watermelons to tomatoes and everything in between. We do not have any tree fruits, but we do use some local suppliers to sell that product for our customers to purchase at the farmer's market. We also do some fall crops for wholesaling, along with some tomatoes to local restaurants in downtown Sealands Grove, and some other products that we direct sell to some restaurants and things like that. I started farming when I was in, it must have been eighth grade. So I just started with a small patch and was interested. Both of my parents were not farmers, so farming was not a background, something that we had in our background directly. So I rented some ground and started farming, and I farmed on that rented ground up until last season, and I purchased a farm this spring. So we're hitting the ground running with a purchased farm now. So it's a little bit different, a lot nicer setup, and we're really enjoying it.
Well, Dressler Farm in the Sealands Grove area, a lot of folks know the farm, and a lot of folks know you from the Sealands Grove Farmers Market. So we're really glad that this evolution is happening for you, and we wish you all the best in the years ahead. Can you give us some sort of a sense of the complexity and the work that goes into keeping those 30 acres productive?
Yeah, it's definitely very, I would say, you have to care for the product along with the ground. If you neglect the ground, the product will not be produced, a quality product will not be produced. And we need to think about sustainability. I think about my farming on a daily basis. How can my product be the best it can be for market, for the auction? But at the same time, how can that ground also be great for the next generation? So that's something that we consider very much in our management of the farm. We like to use as much organic matter as we can, but we have to use a lot of caution. Along with that, we have many regulations that kind of direct on when we can apply manure. And manure is great for the ground, but it has, you know, the chance of E. coli. So we need to have that 120 days before harvest that manure applied. So it's not only management and we need manure on the ground, but it has to be managed on when it's applied. Same thing with cover cropping. Having something living in that ground all the time, fallow ground is not good for your soil. There should be no ground standing with weeds. You should have some kind of cover crop in that is suppressing the weeds and also feeding the soil. So there's a whole management side of things that is for just caring the soil. And some people kind of overlook that and think, well, when the season's over, it's done. We have lots of work to keep after, making sure that manure is applied, making sure that cover crop's growing, making sure that soil's healthy.
Well, this is National Farmers Week, so this complexity that you're talking about really is what the Farmers Week is about, making sure that all of the activities that you do and really I just think how much work it is has got to be talked about and brought up. Tonight there is a film that will be shown. Tell us just a tiny bit about that. We don't want to preview it too much, but you do know a little bit about Kiss the Ground.
Yeah, Kiss the Ground is going to be playing tonight at 8 o'clock in the Sealands Grove Farmers Market right there in the Commons in front of the library. And what we're going to be doing is going to have watching the movie, and then after that we're going to have Monique talk to us from Grassroots Farm, and she has an organics farm, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her management practices compared to the movie. But I personally did not watch the movie, so I'm excited to go and watch it. I watched the movie trailer, and it looks very interesting. But that's mainly going to talk about the sustainability for the U.S. agriculture and worldwide agriculture. How can we make this more sustainable? How can we eliminate some of this harmful chemicals that are killing more than just the desired pest? And how can we do this in a way that it also, which is the main thing, feed the world? That's something we always have to consider. We need to be able to feed the world also. So it's take care of the ground, feed the world. I think that's going to give us a little bit of a how this all can work from their eyes. And I'm interested in seeing how they present this idea.
Tomorrow morning at the Sealands Grove Farmers Market, the day will be dedicated to the National Farmers Week. You're going to hear a lot of VIPs step up to the microphone and point to you and say thank you. What's your reaction when you do detect some appreciation from not only your customers, but then from some folks who are some of the doers and deciders around here?
Yeah, I think that we all have to realize that going into any kind of agriculture business, you don't want to look at your hourly wage. You work long hours, early mornings, short nights, that type of deal. And people say, why would you want to do it? There's no time off. You're dedicated to the place. You're in it for the season and after the season, like we talked about before, management and things like that. So it's nice to see the customers support us. Another thing that's really important is, you know, if you customers that are buying on a Saturday, buying at our local stand that we have that's open 6 days a week, that is appreciation in itself. Without our customers, we would be nothing. We can grow the nicest product, and if nobody wants to buy it, that's just how it is. So we have to I think the customers are showing us that every week, that support and appreciation. But I think what we're going to see tomorrow is a little bit more interest. They're going to want to really support and really recognize all the work that we do. And I always like to remember to remind them that it is all because of them, too.
State Senator John Gordner, the three Snyder County Commissioners, State House Member Linda Schlegel-Culver, among the VIPs that I know about, also William Troxell, Executive Secretary of the State Vegetable Growers Association. So, really, and the mayor will be there from Sealands Grove, Jeff Reed, with a proclamation. So I just think it's great that you folks who keep the food supply going are going to get some recognition. I think that's appropriate. This is said to be a bumper crop year. Tell us about that. What does that mean for you and for other farmers?
I think looking into this, we're seeing a little bit of decreased purchasing just due to the whole COVID. We're over the COVID wave and things are opening up. So people are really going on vacations, they're really going away. And it's been a wonderful growing year. We've had great growing temperatures. We've had rain. The crops look good and the crops are really growing. So one thing that we see a little bit is our slack purchasing because people are going on vacation and doing other things, but we have a bountiful harvest. So I do like to remind everyone that August is also Fresh Produce Month, and that's sponsored by the Department of Agriculture. And that is a perfect timing this year because we're just coming into all these wonderful crops, and the Department of Ag is doing a great job sponsoring and supporting how these crops are coming in. And their Facebook page is just loaded with posts all the time, just adding, don't forget, it's watermelon season starting and things like that. I think that's a really good thing to remember. And we also have to remember that we're a seasonal area. So these products are in and they're out. So we want to get them while they're available, support the farmer while he has them. And I think that's a real key, to buy these products when they're around. We want to do canning soon. Tomato season will be in full swing and canning will be around. Don't wait to get your canning done. Get it done when the tomatoes are around and tomatoes are a reasonable price. So I just like to just remind everyone that we're still out here and we do have the product. So don't be afraid to come and buy.
It's Pennsylvania Farmers Markets Week, and you'll be at the Farmers Market tonight and tomorrow. Now, you sell at the Farmers Market. Where else do you take and sell your produce? Where else does it go?
So we do some direct selling to some restaurants, and we also do some wholesaling. So we send to Snyder County Produce Auction, and we have a roadside stand in Kants, and that's open 6 days a week. Daylight hours for people to purchase our products during the week.
All right, fantastic. How can people contact you if they have questions or they wish to hook up with some of those deliveries and or pickups of your produce?
Yes, you can reach out to us on Facebook at Dressler's Farm and send us a message, and we can take care of those needs.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for your doing, not only doing all the work at the farm, this must be an incredibly busy time, but also helping to spread the word and taking some additional time to talk to us today. I know you were busy when we contacted you, so.
doing some work in the field.
Yeah, taking good care of tobacco, so that's great that you have that going, too. So, well, thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mark.
You betcha. That is Kevin Dressler. Dressler's farm in the Kants area, but you can, it's easy to see him at the Sealands Grove Farmers Market. Each farmers market day that they are there on Saturday morning. So that is a great opportunity for folks. And then they do have the presentation tonight, Kiss the Ground. And then tomorrow, in addition to the VIPs that will be speaking, they'll have some other words. Just really handing up and talking about the appreciation of farms. So we invite you to check that out. Sealands Grove Farmers Market also has its own Facebook page. Dressler's Farm has a Facebook page as well.